Hey, Rav Tov, Rabotai, we're on the very top of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Tell me a story yesterday. Tell me something about Rav Anan. What
karaito?
Oh, he's the one that sent to Rav Nachman, and he said that, and then Rav Nachman got his relative.
Yeah, and then what did he do?
And then he treated his
Baal Din, who he thought was a relative, and then what happened to his co-litigant? Nistatemut Anotav. Yeah, he swallowed his tongue. Says the Gemara, who is on the line for this? Rav Anan. Says the Gemara as follows. Kuf Vav, four lines from the top. Rav Anan, Havaragil Eliyahu de'ate gabe, de'ave matne neseder Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi used to visit Rav Anan daily to teach him Seder Eliyahu, what we call Tana Deve Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi used to make house calls to Rav Anan to teach him. Kevan de'avad hachi istalak. As a result of this story, Eliyahu Navi left him. He didn't come back. Yativ b'ta'anita uva'erechame. Rav Anan asked, he davened, and then he asked for mercy. He made a ta'anit ve'ata, and Eliyahu Navi came back. He says, ki ata v'mav'it leba'ute. This time when Eliyahu Navi came back, Otzer Geonim explains, until now, Rav Anan had seen Eliyahu Navi as a human being, as a person. Now when Eliyahu Navi came back, he looked like a malach, and he scared Rav Anan. He was very terrified of him. Which means every time Eliyahu Navi would now come to teach him, he would go into the box and learn with him there, so because he was afraid to look at him. That's why people call it Seder Eliyahu Rabbah, Seder Eliyahu Zotah. There's two Seder Eliyahus, the bigger one and the smaller one. Most of his learning from Eliyahu Navi, Rav Anan did outside the box, no pun intended. And some of the learning, a minority of it, he did inside the box. That's Eliyahu Rabbah and Eliyahu Zotah. Says Rashi in Tosfos. Says Rashi, Evanta, don't even lead people to make a mistake to think. Verstehst? Now. Shlomo, what did he do wrong?
He said it to Rav Nachman because he thought
that he should have said, Ani pasul le'aidut because of Ohev, because of a favor.
Explain to Rav Nachman why he said it.
Yeah.
He miscalculated. He assumed that he's a relative of the Rav. We should favor him. That was it.
Let's see Rashi in Tosfos. Seder Eliyahu Rabbah shelamad chutz lateva. Yeah, lateva is a week early, Tevat Noah. So he says, Seder Eliyahu Zotah shelamad betoch hateva. Yeah, Viter. Says Tosfos on the Tav. Behind the Avrinan, Seder Eliyahu Rabbah veSeder Eliyahu Zotah. Amar bi. לפי שיפסיק בלימודו לרב ענן חילקו לשני סדרים. Since there was a break in between Rav Anan's two segments of learning with Eliyahu, that's why he broke it up into two סדרים. ופעם הראשון למד ממנו יותר מן ארבע ידות, קרי לראשון סדר אליהו רבה, ולבטרה קרי זוטה. Which means he learned four times more outside of the box than inside the box. טוב, ויתן לגמרא.
In terms of time or quality?
No, I think quality of learning and also the quantity. Says the Gemara, Bishnei de Rav Yosef avar itcha. In the times of Rav Yosef, there was heavenly anger which caused a ra'av, which caused the famine to come to the land. Amrei le Rabbanan le Rav Yosef, liv aimo rachame. They asked him, they said, Rebbe, please daven so that the hunger goes away. Amalu, hashta uma elisha, dechihavu rabbanan miftere mikame, havu pai shetre alfan umatan rabbanan be'idan ritcha, lahava ba'irachame, ana iv airachame. He says, if Elisha Navi, after Elisha Navi, would give shi'ur and the Talmidim would get up and leave, 2,200 Talmidim would stay to eat his table. Which means there were 2,200, not displaced, but.
Needy, but people who stayed.
Needy students who ate by him. And yet, when there was a hunger and anger in his generation, he didn't pray. You expect me to get up and pray? Says the Gemara, "Umimai defaishe." How do we know that so many people were left at his table to eat? Dichtiv, there's a pasuk that there's a person who brought gifts to Elisha Navi. Vayomem mesharito, ma eten ze lifnei me'a ish. Yeah, if you look in the pasukim before, it said that a person brought him from Shalisha, mibal Shalisha, he brought him 22 loaves. Yeah, 22 loaves of bread. He says, how am I going to feed this to 100 people? Says the Gemara, what does that mean? He says, "Mai lifnei me'a ish, ilema dekulu lifnei me'a ish, bishnei batzore tuvahavu." It can't be that there were only 100 people there, because during a time of famine, if you have 22 loaves for 100 people, what's that? It's pretty good for a time of famine. That couldn't have been the question. Ela dekol chad v'chad kameh me'a ish. Rather, he was asking, and Elisha Nevi told him, there, you have to serve one loaf per 100 people. Therefore what? If there were 22 loaves of bread, how many people were there? 2,200 people. And yet, Elisha Navi didn't want to pray. What do you want from me? Now, says, the Mefarshim ask, why, Rav Yosef, is he trying to downplay the Koach HaTfilah? What exactly? So there's a lot of terror here. But not for now.
Well, maybe it was enough.
Huh?
It was enough.
No. I mean, of course it was enough, but there's other Torah. Says Rashi, Havar itcha ka'ashel makom, ubar av la'olam. Dechim ifteret al midav menu la'amod mipet ha-midrash, they would get up, havupay shegabe, ochle shulchano, tre alafim u-mataim. Imagine feeding 2,200 people every day. I think the only place that does more is the Mir Yeshiva. Anyway, because in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so he says, Dichtiv, Aisrim lechem, velechem bikurim, ha'aisrim v'chad, that's 21. V'charmel, that's 22, aisrim v'tartim. V'kol echad lifnei mea ish. Each loaf was meant to serve 100 people. And the person, the misharet, said, what do you mean? Elisha Navi says, you're going to see, it's going to be enough, and there's going to be extra. There's going to be leftover. Haretre alfinu matayim. Tov, says Teisvis. In Teisvis. Says the next Gemara, Kiav. Now that we spoke about Talmidim eating at the Rebbe's table, Kiavu miftere rabbanan miber Rav, when the Chachamim used to leave Rav's yeshiva, Havu paisha alfa umatan rabbanan. Yeah, 1,200 Chachamim. So we already started. Elisha Navi had how many? 2,200. Rav had how many? 1,200. Miber Rav Huna, Havu paisha tamne me'a rabbanan. Yeah, from Rav Huna's yeshiva, how many people stayed to eat? 800. He says, Rav Huna hava darish bitlesar emorae. The Beit HaMidrash, only 800 people stayed to eat. What does that mean about the shiur at large? Much bigger. In order to give the shiur, he had 13 announcers. Every few sentences, they would disperse, and each one would start screaming this way. Would announce. One would announce this way, and this way, and this way. There are so many people, nobody could hear anything. He says, "Kevukai mirabanan mimtivta dravuna venepzeg limayhu havasalik avka vekasele liyoma veamre bimaarava kamule mimtivta dravuna bavlaa." When they used to get up from Rav Huna Shir, they used to make so much dust from getting up. All the talmidim getting up, it used to cover the day. There used to be so much dust. Where was Rav Huna? Where did he live? Rav Huna was talmid of Rav Bavel. They saw the dust from the shiur of Rav Huna darkening the day in Eretz Yisrael. They were able to see the dust, and they said, oh, Rav Huna just finished here. That's what it, yeah. In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they were able to see the dust from Bavel. And he says, hala, now, yeah, ki miftere banan mi berabav Rav Yosef, when they left the yeshiva of Rabav Rav Yosef, how many? Havu paishe arba mi'ar banan. Oh, we keep on going down. How many stayed to eat? 400. V'karelu nafshayu yatmeh. They called themselves yetomim. Relative to the previous generations, to Rav Huna and Rav, they called themselves yetomim. Look, we're only a little bit. Ki avu miftere rabbanan mi be'abaye. V'amri la mi be'rav papa, some say it that way. V'amri la mi be'rav ashe. Havu paishan matan rabbanan. Only 200 stayed. V'karelu nafshayu yatmeh yatmeh. They called themselves the yetomim of the yetomim. Which means that they paled in comparison to the amount of students that used to stay to eat by the earlier generations of Amoraim. Let's see Rashi.
Is this meant to be like a positive thing or a negative thing?
What?
More needy. In other words, more people need.
I don't know.
Well, they're calling themselves Yetomim there.
Yetomim just in number. Relative to the previous generations in number. Says Rashi, Bitlesar Amoraim, Shom'in Mipiv, ומשמיעין לרבים זה מכאן וזה מכאן ומלפנים ומאחור all directions front back ומתחלקים למקומות הרבה שיהיה העם רב. Yeah, in Yiddish it's called the Ibrazoger, the one who says over the shir וקסל אלי יומה גם תורגמן מאפיל את החמה והניכר בארץ ישראל טוב הלאה. So that was that. In yesterday's daf we saw a group of people that used to take their salaries from Turmat Alishka. Who was that?
Dayanim.
Dayanik Zerot. Not all Dayanim, Dayanik Zerot. Says the Gemara, there's more people who took their salaries from Turmat Alishka. Where was Turmat Alishka collected from? Machatzit HaShekel. Yeah, says the Gemara, Amar Bitzchak Baredifa, Amar Rabbi Ameh, Mevakre Mumin Shebirushalayim Hayu Notlin Secharan Mitrumat Alishka. The people who used to check animals for mumin to see if it's kasher le korban, that was their job. They used to take their salary from Turmat Alishka. Tosfos is going to say, hey, wait a second, you can't take money for that. Obviously, what Tosfos' answer is going to be?
Public service.
Time.
They had no other job. They were doing this all day. Now, hala. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tamidei Chachamim, Hamelamdin Hilchot Shechita LaKohanim, Hayu Notnim Shecharam Mitrumat HaLishka. Same thing. How do you think the Kohanim learned Shechita? Teachers. So the teachers took their salaries. She said, you see over here, everybody thinks that people who work in Kli Kodesh, they have to work for free. Bakasha. Nobody works for free. Yeah, you're a rabbi, free. Everything free. Free. It's the kid.
It's blood.
Huh?
It's old mentality.
Well, not older than the Gemara. Anyway, the Kitzur, that's exactly the point.
You said Torah was given for free on Mount Sinai.
That's true. But Hashem doesn't need parnasa. We're human beings. Yeah? Vaita. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
There is. Therefore, people got lazy, they didn't want to do it themselves. What did Bet Din have to do? Bet Din had to hire people, send them around, checking people's Sifre Torah.
Does it put a hacker in it?
Okay. Huh?
If you put a hacker in it, it's okay, no?
That's Bidi'avad, if you can't get rid of it. Amar Rav Nachman, if it's unfixable. If it's fixable, chayav to fix it. Now he says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Nashim ha'urgot befaruchot, notlot tzcharan mitrumat alishka. The women who used to weave the partitions, the curtains, they would take from Turmat Alishka. Van Yomer, Rav Nachman says no. Mikodshe Bet Kabayit, they would take not from Turmat Alishka, they would take from Bet Kabayit. Bet Kabayit was the fund that was spent in Bet HaMikdash for anything building related. So he says why? Ho'ilu faruchot tachat binyan asuyot. Since what? Since the paruchot. We said, what was the difference in Gemara Masechet Yoma? Daf, Kafbet Amud Bet. The Gemara says that there were five, you remember Kafbet Amud Bet B'Yoma? The Gemara says that there were five differences between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. One of the differences is the Amat Raksin, which means in Bayit Rishon, what was the partition between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim?
Wall,
right? There was a wall, there was two walls to walk through. In Bayit Sheni, the ceiling was much higher, and they weren't able to sustain such a narrow wall by such a height. So what did they do? They substituted the wall for parochot. So the women, says the Gemara, the women who wove these parochot for Bayit Sheni, since that parochet was meant to serve as a wall, they took their money not from Turmat HaLishka, from the public fund, from the miscellaneous public fund, they took it from the Bedek HaBayit, which was what? Building fund. Yeah.
Is it also the maintenance fund?
Huh? Building maintenance. Yeah. Building / maintenance /
yeah.
One wall. One wall of an amma. And in Bayit Sheni there was two curtains that were an amma away from each other.
Couldn't make the wall thicker?
Huh?
You couldn't make the wall thicker?
No. No, because then Rashi is going to say you can't make the wall thicker because then you're either taking space away from the Kodesh or from Kodesh HaKodeshim. Can't do that. Says the Gemara Rabboisai, Oy tate metive, Nashim ha'orgot befaruchot, the women who used to weave the paruchot, Uvet garmu alechem apanim. You remember that family? Bet Garmu, the bakers of Lechem Apanim, the Chachamim didn't like them too much. Why? Yeah. Ubet Avtinas and Maaseh Ketoret. Also, Bet Avtinas, the Chachamim didn't like them so much. Why? Because they kept the secrets of Ketoret. Kulan ayu notlot tzcharan mitrumat alishka. Aha. It says over here, including the weaving women, they used to take it from where? Trumat alishka, and not from Bedek HaBayit. What's pshat? Stira, says the Gemara, hatam bedebave. Over there we're talking about curtains of the entrances, random entrances of the Beit HaMikdash that they took from Turmat HaLishka. But for weaving the curtains of the Kodesh LeKodesh HaKodeshim, that came specifically from building fund.
Damar Bizera. Does it have doors?
Huh?
It wasn't doors?
No, they're openings. Says the Gemara, Damar Bizera, Amarav, Shlosha Asar Parochot Ayu Bamikdash. There were 13 curtains in the Mikdash. Takshiv, Bamikdash Sheni, Shiv'a, Keneged Sheva Shearim. There were 7, Keneged Sheva She'arim, that's the 7 gates of the Azara. 3 in the north, 3 in the south, 1 in the east. Echad lefitcho shel Echal, 1 at the entrance of the Echal. Echad lefitcho shel Ulam, 1 for the Ulam. Bet Badevir, 2 in the Devir, which was the 2 between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim. Those were the 2 with an Amma in between them. Bet Kenegdan Ba'aliyah. Just like there were 2 curtains separating Kodesh and Kodeshim on the ground floor, there was also an attic in the Beit HaMikdash. What else was there in the attic? There were also 2 parochot separating the Kodesh's attic from the Kodesh HaKodeshim's attic. So that was 13. So what was the Gemara's answer, Shlomo, in terms of the allocation of the funds?
The parochot for everything else besides the Kodesh HaKodeshim was from Trumat HaLishkah.
Yeah.
And the one that was separated between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim was from Bet
Gabbai. Why?
Because it was instead of the wall.
Yafe. Now, says Rashi and Tesfis.
Is there a difference in how much it is? Whether you take it from the Bet Gabbai or from Trumat
HaLishkah? Doesn't matter, just from a different fund. Yeah? Now, this is from the Ways and Means Committee. Now he says,
Yeah,
בסדר, לא משנה. Says Rashi, and Rashi, מגיהי ספרים, של כל אדם ואדם, שאסור להשהות ספר שאינו מוגה, משום אל תשכן בעוליך עבלה. וראו בדין, שהיו מתעצלים בדבר, והפקירו תרומת הלשכה לכך. They said, you know what, we have to hire people, hire סופרים to go check, so that people don't do this. בית הבטינס ובית גנבו במסכת יומה. Yeah. בדבבי, בפרוחות שכנגד הפתחים, דלצניעותה עבידו. The curtains that just covered the doorways, that was just for what? For privacy. So it's not wide open. ואינן תחת בניין, it's not meant instead of a building. אבל כל צורך בניין כגון פרוחות, המבדילות בנחל לקודשי הקודשים, שהיו במקדש שני, במקום עמת רקסין שעשה שלמה בבית ראשון, ואנשי הגולה עשו את ההיכל גבוה מאוד. When they came back with Ezra, they rebuilt the בית המקדש, they made the ceiling very high. ולא יכול בניין בעובי אמה להתקיים בגובה כזה. A wall that was just one amah thick would not be able to stand at such a height. ולהרחיבו לאכלו, how come they didn't make the wall any thicker? לפי שמקצרים את ההיכל או את קודשי הקודשים, because they would be eating space from either one of the קודש או קודש הקודשים. ועשו שתי פרוחות וביניהם אמה, כדאמרין במסכת יומה, ואותן פרוחות נעשו מקודשי בית הבית, those 2 פרוחות were made from the בית הבית fund. 7 שערים לעזרה, 2 בדביר, תחת אמת רכסין, ו2 כנגדם בעלייה, להבדיל בין עליית היכל לעליית קודשי הקודשים. Right, we said also, they had attic, וגם הם במקום אמת רכסין. טוב, next, let's see.
The קודש קודשים also had עלייה.
ודאי.
Something was on top of
קודש הקודשים. Yep. What was there?
That's how they got into repair.
Also, what else was there? משכן שעשה משה. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan was kept there in the Aliyah of Beit HaMikdash on top of Kodesh HaKodeshim. That was never destroyed. Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. Mishkan She'asa Moshe was kept in the attic of the Beit HaMikdash.
Where now? Where's it now?
It's probably maybe hidden. I don't know.
Didn't one of the kings stay in there for a while?
Yehoash. Yeah. Ben Sheva Shanim Yehoash Bemolcho. Yeah, he was up there and then in Kodesh HaKodeshim first. Yeah. Tov. What's Netzach? Yeah, נכון. Let's see, Tesfis. מבקרי מומין שבירושלים היו נותנים שכרם. תמה, דעתנה בבחורות פרק עד כמה, הנותן שכר להיות רואה בחורות, אין שוחטין נותן על פיו, you're not allowed to take money to check the בחורות. ויש לומר, כמו שתירצי למעלה, what was Tosfos the answer yesterday? Either that or they had no other job. They did this all day, and therefore what?
Got to eat,
got to get paid for it. ועוד דהתם דווקא בבחורות שיש לחו שמה משום שכר איתננו. By בחור, we might say, בחור is יוצא לחולין. אבל אך אמר בבדיקת מומי שאר קדשים, נת בחור. ואך איתה בשילי פרק התרומה, בשקלים, דאמן מבקרי מומי קדשים, נותנים שכרם בתרומת הלשכה, דאוז משנה. Next case this, מלמדים הלכות קמיצה, ועד על החשיב הלכות מליקה. How come we didn't speak about מליקה? מה זה מליקה?
The birds.
Yeah. Because it's included in Hilchot Shechita. Next taste is. Next taste is Shiv'ah. Keneged Shiv'ah She'arim. L'Shiv'ah She'areh Azara. Ka'amar. It's talking about the 7 gates of the Azara. What were the 7 entrances of the Azara? אומר רבי דסבירא לקטנא דמתניתין דמסכת מידות פרק מה דתנן שבעה שערים היו בעזרה ג' בצפון וג' בדרום ואחד במזרח. What about west? No entrance to the Beit HaMikdash from the west, because what was in the west? Kodesh HaKodashim. There was no entrance from there, only from north, south and east. No, that's on the west of the Harabait. Over here, it's somewhere at the west of the Azara. There was no west of the Azara. The Azara was only north, south, and east. When it talks about, there was a petach on the west, but that was an entrance only to go up to Harabait. But then once you entered Harabait, you couldn't enter the Beit HaMikdash from there. You'd have to go around. Now he says, ועד יתנן הטם לעיל, בשלושה מקומות הכהנים שומרים, I'll give you time to heal. על חמישה שערי העזרה במסכת תמיד, פרק כמה. פריך להו, ומשנה הבית רמיני ולא בעי שימור, ורבה משנה תנאי. טוב, this is סוגיות, we're not holding it, סוגיות על מסכת מידות. Let's move on, רבותיי. Yeah, ביתר.
מידות is גמרא also?
Yeah, מסכת מידות is גמרא, sure. תמיד, מידות, בטח. Yeah, says the גמרא ביתר. We're talking, now we're going to talk about more people that took from public funds, תרומת הלשכה. Yeah, רבוי סי, תנו רבנן. I want you to remember now, Rabotai, I'm going to give you a little bit of a refresher of Masechet Shkalim. There were two things you're going to have to remember for this Gemara. There was Trumat HaLishka and Shiare HaLishka. What was the difference? Trumat HaLishka, remember, they had a whole room full of coins. What would they do three times a year? They would fill up kupot with coins and spend it on korbanot tzibur and other such things. That Trumat HaLishka, taking from the Lishka, that was the filling up of the coins in the bucket. Then you have Shiare HaLishka, which were the monies that remained in the room. Two different funds, we're going to see. Says the Gemara.
The only money that was left by the end of the year, right?
Kaitz HaMizbeach, we're going to see. תנו רבנן, נשים המגדלות ביניהם לפרה, היו נוטלות שכרן מתרומת הלשכה. Where do we learn about special women that were imported to Yerushalayim to raise their children, אמיר קדושה ותהורה, in order to do פרה אדומה? Which מסכת? Yeah, yeah. מסכת סוכה. Yeah, טוב. דף כף א'. The Gemara over there says, what was the story, remember? They used to build fortresses on top of rocks, so that there would be an ohel achotzetz bifnei tum'ah, and they would go, when they were pregnant, they would go over there and give birth there, and the children would stay there only until 9. Then they would take the kids to Nachal Kidron, and how would they get the water?
Shvarim.
They would ride on the backs, either on doors or on the backs of Shvarim, and go fishing. It was a whole matzav to make sure the whole para adumah was done b'tahora. So those women, huh?
Backs of what?
Shvarim. Shewarim. Oxen. Now, he says the Gemara, so those women, yeah, you had to pay them something. They had to relocate their whole lives. There's like witness protection. Yeah, you got to pay them something. So he says, they had that in Uzbekistan, witness protection program? I'm telling you not, right? No. Yeah. No, Morocco, for sure they had. Witness protection in Morocco, for sure they had. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can ask him. They had this. You know what they do? They started doing for witness protection. They do plastic surgery on the guy's face. And the whole thing. Anyway, בקיצור, אבא שאול אומר, נשים יקרות שבירושלים יוזנות אותן ופנסות אותן. No! אבא שאול says, they didn't get their money from תרומת הלשכה. Rather, rich women in Yerushalayim, they used to pay for these women. Says Rashi on the bottom. המגדלות ביניהם לפרה, בחצות הבנויות בסלעים בירושלים ותחתיהם חלל מפני קבר התהום, they would make these fortresses that were not able to become tame, כדיתנה במסכת פרה, ומייתננה בפרק הישן תחת המיטה, which is in סוכת אף כף א', ומביאים נשים עוברות ויולדות שם, they would round up pregnant Jewish women and bring them to ירושלים, ומגדלות שם ביניהם לצורכי פרה אדומה, לעסוק בשריפתה ומילוי ממאה, to burn the פרה, to fill up water, ולהזות כל שבעה על כהן השורפה, כדי להמיר מסכת יומה. Why did they do all this? ומעלה זו עשולה להתעסק בה תינוקות שלא נטמעו ממהם, מפרה שזלזלו בה לעשות בטבול יום. Yeah, why? Because the חכמים did specifically, who burnt the פרה? הטבול יום. Who didn't have ערב שמש. You remember why? כי דתנן מטמאין היו הכהן, השורף את הפרה ומטבילין אותו להוציא מליבן של צדוקים, שהיו אומרים במערבי שמש הייתה נעשית, had to be done by somebody who the sun went down after his Tahorah. So since there was an element, a small element of Zilzul B'Tahorah that was done to stick it to the Tzedukim, what did they do? They added Tosafot Shel Tahorah in the rest of the Ma'aseh Hapara. Nashim Yekarot Ashirot Mefanesot Bilbush Uchsut. I want to tell you, there's a word Rashi brought down over here, Mimehem. What does Mimehem mean? From their days. Yeah? What? There's a difference in the Torah. I heard somebody read it this morning. Ulmikveh hamayim kara yamim vayar Elohim kitov. What's that? And to the collection of water he called days. Sheker elama ulmikveh hamayim kara yamim. When there's a dagesh in the yam, yamim, yom, yamim. Yeah. Even though there's a difference with kamatz and patach also. Yeah. Yamim is with the kamatz, days. Yamim seizes with the kamat, is with the patach. Aval mikol makom, the mem refuya, mem degusha. Totally different meaning. Tagid lahem. Now he says, weiter. Eskajit? No. Hey. Huh? Yeah, he is. Oh, no, it's a tolio. Huh? Any tikkun would have it. Even any chumash would have it. You just have to look at it. So, hey, what's that dot doing there? They think it's dirt. And they scrape it off. Anyway, b'kitzur, lo yodaim, pashut lo yodim. Simple dikduk. Very pshutim. I'm not talking Rav Saadia Gaon. You remember what I told you?
3 years.
Rav Saadia Gaon, you had to learn dikduk for 3 years to get into yeshiva. Kol haklalim, kol hakol, and then you can come to yeshiva. So,
you have to go back to it?
Vadai. Lidat Maran, even if it's not Machloket Maran Virama in Siman Kuf Lamed He, if the Baal Kore makes a mistake, that's not Mishane Mashma'ut. Let's say instead of Vayomer, he said Vayoma. Yeah, same thing, means the same thing. What's the halacha? Do you bring him back or not?
No.
No? Gam Vayomer is Lashon Hara.
לא,
גם ויאמר יכול להיות עכשיו. ותען אסתר ותאמר. ותען אסתר ותאמר. אותו דבר. אותו סיפור. So what's the halacha? לדעת הרמה, if it's not משנה משמעות, you don't have to bring him back, you just goer bo afterwards. What does goer bo mean? Hello. לדעת מרן, even a mistake that's not משנה משמעות הטבע, even a mistake that doesn't change the meaning of the word. קל וחומר, if it changes the meaning of the word, מחזירין אותו. מחזירין means what? Go back. Now. Huh? If he? No. If nobody fixed him? If nobody fixed him, it's the Kahan's fault. Bunch of chavoluts. Now he says like this, weiter. No, damn it. One per minute. Yeah. Good word? Weiter. Mamash. Velo yada b'shichva uvkuma lo yada aklum. Yeah? Weiter. Now, says Rashi. It says the Gemara on the bottom. Ba'a mine Rav Huna, Mirav. They asked him as follows. Once we started talking, how many funds have we spoken about in the Gemara until now? Trumat Alishka, which is what? General Public Service Fund, and Bedek HaBayit, which is Building Fund. Yes, says the Gemara, Ba'amine Ravuna Merav. He asked him the following question. Kle Sharet, Mao Shi'asu Mikotche Bedek HaBayit. How do you look at Kle Sharet, the vessels in the Mikdash? Which, if they needed to be bought, repaired, replaced, which fund would you pay from? Tzorech Mizbeach Ninhu, U Mikotche Bedek HaBayit Atu, Mizbeach, Mizbech HaChitzon, the outside Mizbech was made out of Avanim. It was building. Do we say these Kelim are service of the Mizbech, and therefore which fund? Building fund, Bedek HaBayit. O Tzorech Korban Ninhu, Umitrumat HaLishkayu Osinotan. Or do we say that the Kle Sharet was a service of the Korban, and where do you collect from for the Korbanot? From Trumat HaLishka, from the regular public fund. What's the halacha? Amar Le, En Na'asin Ela Mitrumat HaLishka. Rav answered, where do you collect from? Trumat HaLishka, which means what? Is it building or not?
No.
Not building. Says the Gemara, Etive, Rav Huna asked him a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It says, Uchechalotam heviu lifnei ha-melech vihoyada et she'ar ha-kesef vayasu kelim levet Adonai kele sharet. Over there it's talking about leftover money from Bedek HaBayit. And it says, after they were done building, what did they use the money from Bedek HaBayit for? Kle sharet. Boom. What is he? What's Rav Huna saying? Rebbe, you have a pasuk in Divrei Yamim against you. Amar le, Rav answered him, the akriyach ketuve la akriyach nevi'e. The one who taught you ketuvim, Divrei Yamim, forgot to teach you Navi. Why? There's another pasuk in the Navi that says what? It says in Melachim, Ach lo ya'ase. Ach lo ya'ase bet Adonai sipot kesev v'gomer ki le'ose ha'melacha yitenuhu. Which means they didn't use the money for bedek habayit for kelim. They didn't use it for any kelim. They gave it to the builders. What do you see from here? That you don't use bedek habayit for kelim. Meforash, says the Gemara, Yahachi kashukra edade. He says, Rebbe, that's a wonderful pasuk, but what? It's a stira in the pasukim. What do you want from me? Yeah, I have a pasuk in the Divrei Hayamim. You have a pasuk in Melachim. Answers the Gemara lakashia. Kan shegavu vehotiru, kan shegavu velo hotiru. Which means, when they collected, listen carefully, when they collected money for bedek habayit and they have leftover, which means they took care of all of the things in the building and now they have leftover money, then you could use the leftover money from bedek habayit for what? For kelim. But when they collected for bedek habayit and there was nothing left over, which means everything is precise, you can't use that money for kelim. Rather, what goes for kelim? Trumat alishka, yafe. Says the Gemara, you with me, Rabotai? We're talking about money. Let me see the excitement.
So once it finishes, you can
take
from the
No. It depends what it was collected for. Shlomo, say the answer to the stira again.
When they collected for the building fund, and it was left over, they used it for the vessels.
Okay.
If they collected for the building fund and everything was used up, so they used it from the
Yafe. Says the Gemara.
The Bedek Habayit was collected only when it was needed.
Yeah. Bedek Habayit, Trumat Alishka was Chova al Kol Am Yisrael every year. Bedek Habayit was by donations only. Only. Rashi is going to say. We also. Huh?
That's when you bring it to.
What?
They
kept it over. They left it over. Yeah. They brought kites from Mizbeach. We're going to see in the Gemara later. They brought extra olot from the Mizbeach. Now, the builders were paid. Who are the builders paid from? Building fund. Says the Gemara, I don't get it. Listen carefully. He says, V'chigavu v'hotiru mai haveh. He says, what does it help that they collected for bedek habayit and it was left over? If it was collected for a different purpose, it's hekdesh. How can you use it for something else? Amar Rabbi Avhu, lev bedin matne alehim. Im utzrechu, utzrechu. V'im lav yu lekle sharet. People collect, people donate the money with the condition of using it for whatever bedin thinks. What does bedin say? If it's collected for bedek habayit and it's used up, good. And if it's not used up, the remainder should go to klesharet, and therefore it's not considered deviating from its kedusha. Versteht? Rabbeisai? This is where we get. This is Shas Katan. Yesterday we started speaking about what? Hilchot Dayanim, Sanhedrin. Now today's daf starts speaking about Shkalim. Yeah? Everything's in here. Yeah? So we're going to talk about kedushat, the last dapim is kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Bezat Hashem next week. Big stuff. Next week we have it's really a little bit of a surprise. I shouldn't say, but next week we have a joint. We're going to have a siyum and a yard site for Maran Zichrono Bracha on the same night, Be'ezat Hashem, with special guest speakers and music and zachen. I was thinking about whether or not music is warranted for Maran Zichrono Bracha's yard site, but I decided for it because there's a siyum Masechet, the Simchat Torah. Now, Mata Omer. I think so. I think Maran Zichrono Bracha would have been okay with it. Thursday night. Gimel B'mer Cheshvan, next week. Now. Weiter, because that's all we got. Only there. Zemayesh. Dako. Mata Omer. Huh? I can tell you. But. Then, no. Yeah. Huh? Oh, just for us? No. Is that the shame?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Allah. Now, surprise. Is that the shame? Yeah? Some familiar and some not so familiar faces.
More than one?
Betach.
לכבוד התורה ולכבוד מרן זכרונו לברכה לא שווה לבוא, בוודאי שזה לא שווה לבוא. Now, he says, 90 earthside, זה לא צחוק. Says Rashi and Tosfos. כלי שרת שמשרתים בהם במזבח החיצון, שהוא בניין של אבנים, וכחלותם לחזק את בדק הבית מימי יהואש, ופסוק זה בדברי הימים, שגבו לצורך בדק הבית והותירו שאין צריכים לכולו, עושים מן המותר כלי שרת. Yeah, what's the difference between mutar and motar?
Remainder and permissible.
I'll tell you a story. Ready? This is a good one. One time, when I was doing a when I was interning in Gittin in the Rabbanut in Yerushalayim, so I was interning by a Moroccan dayan. He's Moroccan from Morocco, and as such, he had a very pronounced Moroccan accent. So, bekitzer, when the husband gives the get, there's a text that he has to say. He says, "Hare ze giter v'itkabli get ba'at mimena ba'at megureshet mimena me'achshav v'hare at muteret lechol adam." You have to say "v'hare at muteret lechol adam." So, because of his accent, he would say instead of muteret, what does that mean? You are now permissible to any man. Yeah, he would say "v'hare at muteret lechol adam." Moter, motar, muteret in Lashon HaKodesh means remained for every person. That's not the word. So I used to go with a friend, and I went back and forth. Should we say something? Should we not? Because, and people, you know, sometimes you have intelligent people, but there's plenty of doorknobs that come to the bedding to get divorced also. So therefore what? You know, you just tell, it's like, okay, say after me, repeat. Vahare, vahare, at, at, moteret, moteret. So even the Israelis that don't have Moroccan accents, they would say the same thing. I'm like, oh no. I done for a lot, long time whether to tell them or not. I spoke to other dayanim, and they said, just leave it alone. Anyway, I probably should have said something. So, the kitzer, no, it means something totally different. Muteret means permitted. Moteret means, yeah, whatever that means.
The Moroccans don't make the shuruk acholam?
Yes and no, they do. It's not like an but it's not like a, it's not that, but it's no, not like I'm noon. Yeah, not that. It's like something else. What can? What are you talking about? I just spoke about Moroccans. What are you saying?
Yeah.
That was a Moroccan accent. What are you saying? Anyway, no, I'm kidding. No, it's right there. Yeah. Weiter says Rashi, "Kes zelo asino mayhave, yeah mayhave ha lo likdushot korban gavu. They didn't collect it for the korban." Says Rashi, "I'm telling you this in order to fix it. Yeah, it's not it's letoilet. You should tell the people. Try to tell them. Maze Shimonov, mize Shimon, mize who's Amnun, who's Shimon? Who are these people?" So tell them Shimono, huh? Yeah, Dunai. Huh? What's that? Who is that? Who are you talking to? Not my God. Yeah. Tell them the Rabbanim don't know these people.
Because all those people who came from Russia didn't have no sidurim, they didn't have no knowledge of anything.
And they have all the interlinear and all the zachin with the upside down e's and whatever. They tell you everything to them. Now he says weiter. Now. Maze?
Read it right there.
I know. What nosa? What does that even mean?
Oh, like the Hasidim have their nosa.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. Yeah, if you're Hasidish, I hear. But if you're not Hasidish, it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So they're not. Yeah. Now you're going to tell me no, Bukharans are Hasidim, which they really are, but. Yeah. Anyway. So, that's wrong. It creates a shoni b'lashon.
So look at that, but the other things are right, no?
What?
The kamatz might be right also.
It's not too deep. It's not o. It's not o. That's a cholam. There is a difference between kamatz and patach, but it's not o, because then what's the difference between that and cholam?
O. Oh, even louder, no? Okay.
I don't even know what that means. Anyway, bekitzur.
I don't know how to do it.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong. It could have been, again, let's get something straight. That's what they had there, and they were influenced in language and culture. I get it.
There's a
fine.
Clip going on there. Everybody was very happy with the Bukhain Kamatz, no?
Huh?
There was a clip going on years ago.
It's wrong. It's wrong. Zalonachon, fix it. You're here now. You're not in the Soviet Union. Fix your mouth. That's it. Shalom. Yeah? It's not, there is a difference. Most Most Sfaradim, the truth is, do not pronounce a kamatz correctly. They just say kamatz and patach are the same thing. That's wrong, which means Shem Hashem. They say Baruch Ata Amonai. Wrong, ta'ut. Amonai means what? Amonai with a patach means? Like Avraham, like Lot told the Malachim, Al Na Adonai, which means my masters. That's not how you... that's not how you're supposed to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's with a Qamas. What's the difference? Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Ezra says, B'sifra Tzachut. He has a Sifra Dikduk. Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Ezra. Tzach l'ilmod et zeh. He says, Meforash B'sifra Tzachut. The difference between Qamas and Patach. Listen to the word. Ma ze pe patach? Pe patuach. Ah. What's Qamas? Pe chamutz. What's chamutz? A little bit rounder. Ah, kacha, bidiuk. That's how I train myself. Huh? Maze? No, that's already like fish. Ooh, oh, that's too much. Yeah, but you see, that's the difference. So if you ever listen to Syrians, they're very into this. They say, not oh, ela ah. It's a little bit, it's a slight difference from a patach. Patach, patach, kamatz. Patach, kamatz. Amonai. Lonai, nai. You understand? A little bit, the mouth is a little bit more closed. It's a difference. Yeah? Weiter.
There's a difference between O and O.
Namano. Tzach l'inmod dikduk. Yeah? A person could be davening and learning and saying Teilim v'divre kodesh his whole life and he didn't say one word because he doesn't know dikduk. Chaval. Huh? No, Persians also do it wrong. I told them also. I tell them to their face that they make their kamatz is good. Kamatz they do good. Their patach is too much. What do they do for patach? They go patach. Eh. That no. Right? Shabbat. Mordechai. They go, the kamatz is good. But there's no eh in Lashon HaKodesh. That's a short A sound in English is apple. Shabbat doesn't exist. It's not... Huh? It's not Shabbat. It's not that either. It's Shabbat. Shabbat. You understand? I start off... Under the shin you have patach. Under the bet you have kamatz. So ledaf.
But the muhar is so Shabbat.
That's the difference between A and O, though. Shabbat and Shabbat. That'd be a difference. The Kamat is a difference between a Cholam.
Yeah, it has to be. If it's a little bit less than a Cholam, Beseder, Shamati.
What is A and O? An A of you or oh my gosh.
No. Tzachladat. If you don't know Dikduk, you're done. Tzachladat. If you don't know. What's the nikudim? What's the difference between kamatz rachav, kamatz chatuf? All the different, many different things. If you don't know dikduk, you don't understand a third of the Rashi's in Tanakh. One third of the Rashi's in Tanakh, 33% kim'at of Rashi's in Tanakh are dikduk, kol pam. In yeshiva, I used to go nuts. Kol pam, every time they used to have a Rashi on dikduk, skip. Hello, we are skipping. Lo, ze dikduk. Rashi wrote about it. What do you think he wrote? Because he was bored? Tilmad. That was a rant. Hala. Mordechai, tagid lahem. Tagid lahem in mod dikduk. Yeah?
You could prove from the Rishonim also, but based on the rhymes of the Pizbonim.
Vadai, that's the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. Yeah? Moreh Nevuchim, that's a different story. Mikol makom, Rabotei, you have to know. The Kafachaim in Siman... Nun Vav, Saif Katan Samach Aleph in Hot Kerat Shema, he says that if a person doesn't read, you have to pray and learn B'dikduk, because if not, the words go up to Shamayim handicapped, and they don't have the desired effect of making all the tikkunim that they need to, if you're not pronouncing them the way that you need to. Gam Tfilah, Gam B'limut Torah.
How about child?
What do you mean, child?
Child to father. But they don't pronounce, the right way.
No, we're talking about when a person's already bendat. Train yourself to pronounce things right. Bedikduk, behavana, bebitui. Yeah, weiter.
How a person can learn this sound?
You have to learn. There's a book. There's a very, very. There's many books, but I like to look at the books from the Rishonim, which are much harder to learn. There's a modern day book written by Rav Nissan Sharoni. You can write this down. It's a very, very good sefer, helpful in Dikduk, tells you all the klalim, and it gives you all the rules, how to pronounce things. Excellent book. It's called Em La Mikra Vela Masoret. Em La Mikra Vela Masoret. Excellent, excellent sefer. Weiter. If you want, maybe we can make a seder, a small seder on that sefer, just to understand. Ma Mimu. Em La Mikra Vela Masoret, written by Harav Nissan Sharoni. Hala. Weiter. But it's only in Hebrew. So anyway. So, huh? Contemporary. Yeah. So he says, excellent, excellent sefer. Weiter says the Gemara, Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, Kle Sharet Ba'in. Oh, slicha, we didn't do. You know, let's go weiter a little bit. Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, Kle Sharet Ba'in mitrumat alishka. Oh, like we said before, Rabbi Ishmael concurs that where do Kle Sharet get paid from? Trumat alishka. Shneimar et she'ar kesef. It says they spent the rest of the money on Kle Sharet. Ezu kesef. Shiyesh lo shiraim, have omer, zot trumat alishka. Which money has left over? Trumat alishka, like we said before, what's the truma? The truma is the scoop. And what does it have? Left over in the room. Says the Gemara, ve'ema shiraim gufayhu. Perhaps the leftover is what was spent on the klisharet, not the trumat alishka. Trumat alishka is what's in the kupa. Shirei alishka is what's in the room. What are we saying gets spent for klisharet? The turma itself, in the bucket. Maybe it's the stuff that's still in the room. Says the Gemara, Kedamar Ava, Ha'ola, Ola Rishona, Hachinami, Ha'kesef, Kesef Rishon. We learned already in Masechet Yoma. What's the very first korban on the Mizbeach? Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah, first korban and Mizbeach on the, of the day? Tamid Shel Shachar, Ola. We learned it out from? Here, this is the Pasuk. What's ha'ola? What does that mean? Ola rishona. The first one. What's the first one? That. Same thing over here when it says ha'kesef. What's ha'kesef? It's talking about the first money. What's the first money? From the teruma. So, says the Gemara, why are you saying, so right now Rabbi Ishmael holds what? Where does klesharet come from? Trumat alishka. Says the Gemara, Metive, Haketoret, V'chol Kormenot HaTzibur, Ba'in Mitrumat HaLishka. Fine. Mizbach HaZahav, the Gra takes out the word Ulvona, but Rashi has it. Mizbach HaZahav, Ulvona, Uchle Sharet, Ba'in Mimotar Nesachim. Oh, what does it say over there? That it comes from, Kle Sharet comes from Motar Nesachim. Let me just tell you outside real quick. What is Motar Nesachim? Machloket. In the Gemara, in Menachot, what Motar Nesachim is as follows. Either, when they used to scoop, they used to buy kelim full of wheat, flour for the Menachot. What happened was, that's when they bought it, at the foot of Beit HaMikdash. When they brought it in, they leveled it out, which means there was extra. What did they do with that extra? They sold it, and with that, they bought Kle Sharet. There's another opinion that says that if a person, let's say, he said he would bring, let's say a person donated menachot to the Beit HaMikdash, 4 se'ah per coin. And then then it got more expensive, and now it's only 3 se'ah per coin. Who gets the fourth? Now what happens if he says, I'm giving 3 se'ah per coin of menachot, and then what happens? It gets cheaper. And now it's 4 se'ah per coin. He has to give more. What do they do with that extra one? Beit HaMikdash always gains. What do they do with that extra nesech? Or extra mincha? They buy kle sharet. You see from this baraita, against Rabbi Ishmael who said from Trumat HaLishka, Mizbach HaOla, HaLeshachot VeAzarot, all these things that are part of the building, Ba'im Mikotche Beit HaKabayit, Chutz LaChoma, Chutz lechomat ha'azara, any buildings outside the wall of the azara, ba'in mishiare al hashachot. That came from what? From the leftover money in the lishka. Zoi sheshaninu chomat ha'ir u'migdelotea. This is what we meant, that the wall of Yerushalayim and its migdalim
its towers, v'chol tzorkei ha'ir ba'in mishiyarei ha'lishka. So what do we see from here? Rabbi Shema'en said clearly, it comes from, klei sharet come from terumat ha'lishka. This baraita seems to say clearly that it comes from motar nesachim. So how does that work? It says, it's a machloket tanaim. How so? Ditnan, there's mishnayim shkalim. Motar teruma, ma yu'osim ba? What would they do with the leftover of terumat ha'lishka? Riku'e zahav tzipui lebet kodshe hakodashim. They would take it, buy gold, flatten out the gold, and coat the floor and the walls of kodesh hakodashim with gold. Rabbi Shmuel omer, motar perot lekaitz hamizbeach. We're going to see what that means soon. Leftover fruits go to bring extra korbenot ola for the mizbeach. You remember? What was kaitz hamizbeach? When the mizbeach was not so busy, they would buy extra korbanot to keep it busy. Motar teruma lichli sharet, says Rabbi Shmuel. Leftover terumat alishka went to where? Kli sharet. That was Rabbi Shmuel, as we said. Rabbi Akiva omer, motar teruma lekaitz hamizbeach. Leftover terumat alishka goes to feeding the mizbeach with olot. Motar nesachim lichli sharet, says Rabbi Akiva. So we see it in Machloket Tanaim. Where did kli sharet come from according to Rabbi Akiva? Motar nesachim. Yeah. Now he says another opinion. Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim Omer, Motar Nesachim LeKaitz HaMizbeach. He disagrees. He says, no, Motar Nesachim goes to feed the Mizbeach. Motar Teruma LeKle Sharet. But he says like Rabbi Shmuel, that Motar Teruma Talishka. No. Motar Teruma LeKle Sharet is Rabbi Shmuel. Veze Vaze, both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim, they disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Ayu Modim Beferot. They disagreed about the perot. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, perot maihi. What is this motar perot that we speak of? Ditanya, motar teruma mayu osin ba. Look, what would they do with leftover terumat alishka, according to Rabbi Shmuel? Lokhin perot bezol, umukhrim motam biyoker, v'asachar meqaitzin bo et hamizbeach. V'zoi sheshaninu motar perot lekaitz hamizbeach. Which means Rabbi Shmuel says, what would they do? If they had leftover money in the terumat alishka, Rabotai, stay with me, what would they do? They would invest that money, they would buy cheap fruits, and then spend the Beit HaMikdash's money on buying cheap fruits, then sell it expensive, and with the proceeds, they would buy korbanot for kaitz hamizbeach. That was Rabbi Shmuel, that's called motar perot. Says the Gemara, mai ze vaze lo ayu modin beferot. What does it mean that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim disagreed by perot? Ditnan, motar shiare lishka, ma yosin ba? What would they do with the leftover money from the lishka? Lokhin ben yenot, shemanim, uslatot, v'asachar le'ekdesh. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, anytime there was extra money in the Beit HaMikdash, what would they do? They would buy stuff. Fruits, wine, flour, and then what? Flip it for a profit. And that profit went for the kaitz hamizbeach. That was Rabbi Shmuel. Sell it. They would sell it for more. Rabbi Akiva Omer.
For mundane use?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, they would use the money. It could be sold for mundane use.
No,
and the money.
Buying,
yeah, yeah. Rabbi Akiva Omer. En mistakerin b'shel ekdesh, af lo b'shel aniim. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina hold, you do not use Beit HaMikdash's money and you do not use aniim's money to do business with, even though you might get a profit. Why? Says the Gemara, Maita amala, en aniyut bimkom ashirut. By Beit HaMikdash, you know why? When you're selling stuff, buying it for cheap, selling it for more, who does that? Aniim. People trying to make a buck. The Beit HaMikdash is not something you have to make a buck for. Beit HaMikdash represents what?
Prestige.
Prestige, grandeur, wealth. Don't do things that look like
beggars.
You're trying to make a buck. What about aniim? Aniim, the same thing. If there's tzedakah money, Rabbi Akiva says, don't invest it for a profit. Why? Says Rabbi Akiva, b'shel aniim hayta amala, dilma mitrame lehu ani, aniya velech al mitvale. In the meantime, while you invested his money, what happens if an ani comes, he needs tzedakah? You say, sorry, I'm busy making you money. What does the ani say? Huh? I'm hungry now. What do I need your profits for? Let's see Rashi and Rashi. Yeah, Rashi and Taisvus. We'll see one Taisvus. Yeah, says Rashi, Kesef sheyesh lo shiraim. On the top,
כסף הקופות שהוא נתרם מן הלשכה ושיריים נשארים בלשכה. זה תרומת הלשכה, כסף שבקופות. והם השיריים גופה היו, maybe they take משיריים הנותרים בלשכה, maybe they take from the money in the office, כדי לשרת בהן, ולא מן התרומה עצמה. העולה, העולה ראשונה. מניין שלא יהיה דבר קודם על המערכה לתמיד של שחר. Here we know there's מצוות עשה, for nothing to be before תמיד של שחר. תלמוד לומר, וערך עליה העולה. ואבינן בא, מהי תלמודה? ואמר רבה, העולה משמע, העולה אמורה לישון בסדרי קורבנות. In פרשת פינחס, what's the very first קורבן that the Torah speaks of? תמיד של שחר, והיא העולת הבוקר שנאמר, ואמרת להם, זה האישה שתקריב אדוני, כבשים מן השנה תמיד, שניים מן העונה תמיד, את הכבש אחד, תעשה בבוקר. והי יתרה כדריש. והחינם היא את שאר הכסף בכסף, בכסף שיש לו שאר, which means that has left over. מזבח הזהב, כלי הוא, ולא בניין, שאינו מחובל לאדמה, ויכולים לטלטלו, it's able to be moved, לפי כך נידון ככלי, ולבונה של לחם הפנים, I smell it, מותר נסחים, פלי גבה במסכת מנחות, פרק שתי מידות, רבי חייא בר יוסף אמר, ברוצי מידות, which means what? What did I tell you was מותר נסחים? You remember two opinions? What was מותר נסחים? When they smoothed out the top of the keli, that left over was went to the Beit HaMikdash, huh? No. Let's say they scooped up flour to buy, and then it was overflowing, and then they would flatten it out. That left over went to the Mizbeach. Another one is what? Another opinion was? If he was mitnadev 3, and then got cheaper, what does he have to do? Buy a fourth, and that extra one goes to the Mizbeach. רב חייא בר יוסף אמר ברוצי מידות שהם מספקים סלטות. מה זה סלטות?
Flowers,
סולת. שקיבלו מעות הקדש לספק סלטות כל ימות השנה מודדים להקדש במידה מבורצת, תפופה ולא מחוקה. והמקריבן מוחק המידה. The one who brought the מנחה used to flatten it out. והם מותר נסחים ומוכרים אותם. ורבי יוחנן אמר, כאותה ששנים המקבל עליו לספק כל ימות השנה, להקדש סלטות מארבע סעין בסלע, ועמדו משלוש שנתייקרו מספק מארבע, והמקבל לספק משלוש, והוזלו, ועמדו מדלת, מספק דלת, you have to give four. וזוהי ששנים ומותר נסחים לחיץ המזבח, מזבח העולה, שהוא בניין בא מקודשי בית הבית, חוץ לחומת העזרה, any buildings outside the walls of the עזרה, gives you like a taiva to see the Beit HaMikdash, no? When you learn these things, you learn about the Beit HaMikdash, korbanot, וזה, וזאת השם. He says, חוץ לחומת העזרה, כגון עזת נשים ואכיל, וחומת העיר ומגדלותיה באים משיירים, הנותרים בלשכה, כשתרמוה בקופות. Yeah? When I said, by the way, when I was on Yom HaKippurim, when I did the Seder Avodah של Kohen Gadol, I got goosebumps from listening to just the words of the Seder Avodah. Remember, last year we had just finished Masechet Yoma, came to life. Chazar. I did Chazara Masechet Yoma. Before Yom HaKippurim, just to make sure everything was צריך לדעת. Now, Mishnayot. He says, Tanaehi, Deik Alaman De'amar, most of the Seder Avodah on Yom HaKippurim is directly from Mishnayot, a few Gemarot, but mostly Mishnayot and Masechet Yoma, Kulam. Now that, from the beginning, the first seven Prakim, besides for the eighth, what was the eighth? The eighth perek is Hilchot Yom HaKippurim for everybody else. The first seven perekim is Dine Kohen Gadol. Now, he says...
Where is the Rambam discuss Yom
HaKippurim? Hilchot Avodat Yom HaKippurim.
Is it its own section?
Yeah. Shvitat Asor is the Halachot for us. Avodat Yom HaKippurim is for the Kohen Gadol. Now, Tanaehi, Deika... למען דאמר כלי שרת מתרומת הלשכה בהן, הוא יצא מחלוקת תנאים, רבי עקיבא ורבי ישמעאל, מותר תרומה נשאר בקופות בראש חודש ניסן, שמכאן ואילך אין לוקחים קורבנות ציבור, אלא מתרומה חדשה, from ראש חודש ניסן and on, they have to use new money. תאמרים בראש השנה, קורבנות ציבור הבאים באחד בניסן, מצווה להביא מן החדש, סיפוי לבית קודשי הקודשים, מחפים בהן הרצפה והכתלים, they used to coat the floors and the walls of the קודש הקודשים, מותר פירות, רווח פירות, ולכמן מפרש, מה איני, what is that? לקיץ המזבח שהוא בטל מנדרים ודבעות, לוקחים עולות ומקריבים בשר למזבח, they used to give the בשר to המזבח, ועורות לכהנים, וזה וזה, רבי עקיבא ורבי חנינה, לא היו מודים שיש שום מותר בפירות, והשכר מחייצים בהן. והקרן לכלי שרת, the קרן remains for כלי שרת, according to רבי ישמעאל, כדאמר רבי ישמעאל, מהי זה וזה לא היו מודים? מהי פירושה דלא היו מודים? כדתנן דפליג רבי עקיבא דרבי ישמעאל,
ולא הודה לו שהוא מסתכלים בשל הקדש. Why? Because you don't want to look, make the Bet HaMikdash look like it's poor. עד כאן רבותיי. Let's stop here. We'll take a few moment break to take some refreshments and then we'll continue with the shiur.